41-0, your final for Scott City as the Beavers earn their first shutout of the year, and they, more importantly, get win number 5 on the year, and they improve to 4-0 in GWAC play as they actually clinch a share of the league crown. Welcome here to Hugoton, Kansas. Adam Kadavy, Tim McGonigal, studio engineer Coach Kane, and we're now joined here with head coach Glenn O'Neill for Scott City. Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. A sluggish start here for you guys, up 7-0 the first quarter, but you really put it on in Hugoton the second quarter. 28-0 the break, and then early in the third quarter got the game well under control.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, no matter what you tell high school kids when they look at records and compare scores, they're, you know, going to take some things for granted. And, you know, I told them, you know, right away that Hugoton has, you know, some very nice athletes, and, you know, they're going to come out and play hard, playing at home, and, you know, got a chance to, you know, try to get that upset. And if you let them hang around, you know, the tougher it is going to be. But, you know, sometimes that experience is your best, you know, teacher here. Then, you know, finally got going, and, you know, in that third quarter, I told them, I said, we're not going to pass the ball on this series right here, no matter how wide. I don't care if they don't guard our receivers. You know, we're not going to pass it. And, you know, I think it, you know, kind of changed that mentality, and we kind of marched it, you know, right down the throat a little bit, and our kids played a little bit better there. But, you know, overall, you know, I thought our quarterback, you know, made some nice adjustments in that first half as far as throwing on the run, find some open guys, and the receivers that capitalized, making a catch and going from there.
Well, it was interesting. I know you called that timeout there, and then the next play, Scott City got the touchdown run from, I believe it was Brenner Wells at that time in the first quarter, or in the second quarter. You guys are up to 7-0 at that point, and it just seemed like things turned away. But how about your defense tonight, getting the first shutout of the season and then stopping Hugoton after that, some big runs on first down?
Hugoton made some nice adjustments, you know, to create those big runs. You know, they're widening out their gaps a little bit. They're, you know, it's really tough for our scheme to kind of work with what they did, and, you know, so give their guys a lot of credit as far as, you know, their coaches, and, you know, that their kids, you know, were firing out, and, you know, we ran by the ball a couple times with, you know, the dive back, and, you know, we caught him once, and it would have been interesting if we could have got a goal line stand, but, you know, unfortunately for them and fortunately for us, you know, that the holding call, you know, brought it back to about midfield, and we forced a turnover right away. But I think we probably got, what, 4 turnovers at least?
Yeah, 4 turnovers tonight, so it's nice to be plus 3 total, I think, for the game.
You know, but that stopped us on fourth down. That's basically a turnover. And we fumbled inside their 5 right there. So, we didn't play a perfect game, and, you know, we didn't play a smart game all the time. But, you know, the kids hung in there, and, you know, it's pretty businesslike as far as for a lot of it. So, you know, finish it up nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys get a nice road win. You guys are 5-0 on the season. And like you said, senior leadership was bigger tonight for you guys with Brett O'Neill, quarterback, is solid at play once again tonight there, and some good receptions. Tyler, he really had an outstanding game receiving.
Well, I asked Ty at halftime if anybody's going to guard him, and he kind of smiled and said, I hope not. But, you know, he made a nice adjustment on one of Brett's scrambles, and he took off and turned his route into an out to an up, and, you know, got open and, you know, got a big gain. And, you know, Tyler's a handful out there at 195. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you got a, you know, smaller defensive backs trying to tackle him, he kind of punches him in the chest with that form and that, you know, that stiff arm. And, you know, so he did pretty well right there. You know, Drew got a couple and kind of spread it out. And about the only bad one we probably had was, you know, the first play of the game. And, you know, that was my fault. We, we thought we had a nice play call, but what happened, we didn't close down on the block like we should have. We blocked out instead of blocking down, and linebacker made a nice play and, you know, hit us for about a 10-yard loss.
Well, you guys get a win, and you talk about Drew Kite having a pretty good catch there. How about his extra point? He kicked that one a mile high.
Oh, shoot, that thing looked like a punt taking off out of there. It might have had a little spiral on it. I don't know. But, you know, it's a chance to let a couple of the guys kick. You know, mm-hmm. Irving was going to kick, and he didn't have his mouthpiece, so it's like go next level.
Yeah. All right. Well, Goodland next week. They were up last check at halftime over Ulysses is up at the break 21-6. Talk about what maybe you look to do next week at Goodland.
I haven't seen Goodland at all, so if they do what they did last year, I mean, we'll probably try to do what we did last year scheme-wise, but, you know, I don't know anything about them. We haven't seen them, and I haven't, kept up too much on the paper besides scores.
All right, well, a big win for your team tonight, 41-0, and congratulations, Coach, win number 5 of the year, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Adam.